Another potential threat to the nation's economy. I'm Joe Chiro. A possible freight railroad strike looms early next month after the largest rail union rejected an offer with the nation's largest freight railroads, which could cause shortages of items and raise prices even further.
As of this week, 4 of 12 rail unions voted to reject that deal, meaning that a strike could take hold December 9th, crippling the already fragile supply chain right before the Christmas holiday. With that could come 700,000 jobs lost, a 4% spike in inflation, a 1-point reduction in the GDP, overall a $160 billion economic drop. That is according to the American Chemistry Council, which has a real stake in this game. 33,000 train car loads of chemicals are shipped across the country per week. That's $2.8 billion worth.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Shoppers jamming the stores for the second holiday shopping day.
The projected 166 million consumers will be shopping between Thursday and Monday this holiday weekend. Black Friday so far, the busiest day. During that five-day stretch, consumers are expected to spend $34.8 billion, which is a 3% increase from last year.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. Still, no suspect has been named in the killing of those four University of Idaho students.
The Moscow police do not have any evidence that two similar fatal knife attacks, one dating back to 1999, have anything to do with the murders of these four college students, so they have sort of eliminated that. We did see investigators back at the scene for the first time in a few days. It was the FBI's behavioral analysis unit. They walked around the rental house just off campus. They also went inside for a while and came out carrying a small bag of possible evidence.
Fox's Dan Springer in Moscow, Idaho. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Chinese-made communications equipment will be restricted in the U.S. Fox's Jared Halperin has more from Washington.
The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to block the importation or sale of some equipment made by Huawei and ZTE, citing unacceptable risks to national security. U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology began during the Trump administration and have escalated during the Biden administration. In addition to Huawei and ZTE, the FCC order also puts new restrictions on video surveillance cameras made by Chinese firms. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Defeated Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake files a lawsuit for election records.
Although declared the loser, Lake hasn't conceded to Democrat Katie Hobbs, pointing to people stuck on long lines on election day and other difficulties in Maricopa, Arizona's largest county. The suit demands names of voters who may have had trouble casting ballots and information about ballots that were accidentally mixed. Certification of the election is scheduled for Monday. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
County officials have acknowledged the problem of mixing counted and uncounted ballots at a handful of vote centers, but say it happens in most elections and can be reconciled. A cruise ship passenger is recovering after going overboard.
An unnamed 28-year-old passenger on a Carnival cruise ship is hospitalized after spending several hours off the Louisiana coast. He was reported missing Thursday afternoon. Coast Guard crews responded and about 5 hours later discovered the man floating in the Gulf of Mexico. Rescue crews used a helicopter to pluck him out of the water. It's unclear how he went overboard. Witnesses say he was last seen leaving a bar to go to the restroom. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.